I sat up late that night with Miss Winter. I was there again at the side of Emmeline's bed the next day too. We sat, reading aloud or in silence for long periods, with only Dr. Clifton coming to interrupt our vigil. Sometimes he sat with us for an hour or so, sharing our limbo, listening while I read. Books from any shelf opened at any page in which I would start and finish anywhere, mid-sentence sometimes. Wuthering Heights ran into Emma, which gave way to the Eustace Diamonds, which faded into Hard Times, which ceded to the Woman in White. Fragments. It didn't matter. The words left their hushed rhythm behind, a counter to the slow in and out of Emmeline's breathing. Then the day faded, and tomorrow would be Christmas Eve, the day of my departure. In a way, I did not want to leave. The hush of this house, the splendid solitariness offered by its garden, were all I wanted of the world at present. Miss Winter, I knew, would not object if I asked to stay. She might even be glad to have a companion in the days ahead. But I did not ask. I could not. I had seen Emmeline's decline. As she had weakened, so the hand on my heart had squeezed more tightly, and my growing anguish told me that the end was not far off. It was cowardly of me, but when Christmas came it was an opportunity to escape, and I took it. When the day had faded, I went to my room and did my packing, then went back to Emmeline's quarters to say goodbye to Miss Winter. All the sisters' whispers had fluttered away. The dimness hung heavier, stiller than before. Miss Winter had a book in her lap, but if she had been reading, she could see to read no longer. Instead, her eyes watched in sadness her sister's face. In her bed, Emmeline lay immobile, the covers rising and falling gently with her breath. Her eyes were closed and she looked deeply asleep. "Margaret," Miss Winter murmured, indicating a chair. She seemed pleased that I had come. Together we waited for the light to fade, listening to the tide of Emmeline's breath. Between us, in the sickbed, Emmeline's breath rolled in and out in a smooth, imperturbable rhythm, soothing like the sound of waves on a seashore. Miss Winter did not speak, and I too was silent, composing in my mind impossible messages I might send to my sister via this imminent traveller to that other world. With every exhalation, the room seemed filled with a deeper and more enduring sorrow.